I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast post show. So this is where we record all of the stuff that we didn't have time for on the live stream. Bonus lang, gusto ko lang i-call out at i-mention that this is officially episode 700 of the podcast.
Yo.
So huge deal for us. Congratulations to all of us, and thank you to everyone who's been involved with the podcast in some way, shape, or form over the years.
Thank you so much.
It really means a lot to us that you keep supporting the podcast, and whether it's by you being a follower or a listener, someone working behind the scenes, whether in the past or in the present, we really appreciate and acknowledge all of you. Maraming salamat. And we can't wait to celebrate with you all when we celebrate our 10th anniversary this April. So in about a couple of months, we're going to do it big. We're going to celebrate all of the milestones. Kasi syempre, mas malaki pag 10th anniversary, diba? Versus episode 700. So yun, just a brief moment of celebration before we get to the bonus stuff that we have to talk about, starting off with some not so good news. So we talked about this nung weekend reactions episode natin nung Monday, but just over the last 24 hours, in announced ni Shotzi on Instagram that her official diagnosis is a torn ACL and she will be out for 9 months. So yung pampalubag loob na lang daw niya, at least yung tattoo niya hindi na damage. So at least buo pa siya. She's starting rehab already, day 2 out of her surgery. And it sucks kasi, you know, just when there was a bit of momentum going for Ate Shotzi, biglang nangyari to. And we're not going to see her again until probably Survivor Series or maybe the Royal Rumble if they decide to hold her off until then.
Yeah, the ACL injuries are one of the worst injuries in sports, diba? So 6 to 9 months is a conservative estimate for something like that. And wala naman din tayo masasabi other than we wish her all the best. It sucks, yes. Diba? And we want her to get better so that we can see more of her down the road.
I saw the spot, and it's one of those things that I hate the most. Because it's not one of those, it's not one of those big impacts. It's kind of if you've jumped from the apron to the floor, it's
Which
kind
I
of
have.
A big impact.
Yep.
But it's still one of those innocuous things that, you know, you normally don't expect to get hurt on. Kaya ang sakit eh. Ang frustrating panoorin na it's just a drop down to the floor. It's a few feet, right? Mm. Sorry, not a few feet. A few, you know, some distance from that from the top of the apron. But it just really sucks. And yun nga, 6 to 9 months or nine upwards of 9 months is a bad time to be sidelined for. Your entire year is done. Wala ka nang gagawin kundi maging sedentary sa bahay. So it really sucks, and I hate that it happened to Shotzi. I've known way too many people who have torn their ligaments and their knees by doing, you know, non insane things. So it really, really is annoying. So
yeah, I tore my MCL from walking. I don't know if you guys know this. So
No, we don't know.
I tore my MCL, my right knee, from just walking. It's natapelo ko. So Jesus. Really, freak accidents happen every day, man.
Yeah. I don't want to say this to scare everyone, but if you're listening to this, you're wrestling fans, obviously. So you should know that this is how ligaments get torn, especially if you're a little older. So yeah, sorry to keep you up at night with this information.
Thanks.
And get well soon at the Shotzi.
Get well soon at the Shotzi.
Get
Love
well
the
soon.
Wrestling podcast. All right, let's go to SmackDown, where Bayley and Dakota Kai had a very short interaction nung episode last week. So it was a backstage segment. Sabi ni Bayley kay Dakota Kai, she doesn't trust Dakota even after Dakota came to Bayley's aid no inatak sila ng damage control or ng Kabuki Warriors and Io Sky. So there's a bit of self-awareness on Bayley's part kasi alam niya na Dakota was part of those conversations where the rest of damage control were talking shit about Bayley behind her back. So I actually appreciated this bit of storytelling kasi it's Bayley herself telling the audience na hindi ako tanga. Alam ko na nandyan ka, but it also tells us na Bayley has been watching SmackDown. It's a TV show, and that these conversations, while they're supposedly hidden away from view, like any normal person, but you can watch SmackDown the next day and be like, oh, pinag-uusapan nila ako backstage. So I just appreciate this little bit of storytelling, and at least may konting intrigue pa rin as to where Dakota Kai's true loyalties lie.
I'm just gonna go off this rabbit hole and say, if Bayley, the wrestler, watches SmackDown, then does that mean that Bayley, the wrestler, is a real person and not a character on TV? And if that's the case, then is like, di ba parang yung meta-narrative niya of what is real and what is not. But anyway, I like how they're just putting Dakota Kai in the middle of it. So it gives her more to do, I guess, kahit injured siya. Di ba? So it gives her a different side and it adds tension to the story. So I really like this one.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that make me have faith in the Triple H creative administration, diba? Because when Bayley turned on them, wala si Dakota Kai. And then when she appeared next week, diba, she was on Bayley's side, right? So if you watch the shows, as you mentioned, right, you would know that yeah, Dakota Kai was part of those conversations. She was othering Bayley as well. So it's you don't even have to watch the show back to know that that Dakota Kai was being awkward with her as well. It's one of those things that you can just see in the segments itself. It's really plain to see. Kaya, I like that they're acknowledging this. It shows that every little detail is accounted for, and it's a little unrelated here, but it makes me feel that they have a plan for the whole Cody and Rock thing. So it's one of those things that is pretty satisfying to see unfold. So this is on top of what you guys already said. So I like this. May pagtutunguhan siya, diba? And it's those things that reward close viewers or regular viewers.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Raw now. And in probably one of the wildest things to happen since the WWE and UFC merger into TKO, ito na, na-integrate na yung UFC into WWE programming because they had Mike Chandler sitting at ringside calling out Conor McGregor on Monday Night Raw. So, to me, it's just funny that this happened, especially because growing up in college, especially, and when I was a young professional, I would have these MMA bros coming up to me making fun of my wrestling fandom. I watch the real shit. Ito, totoong sapakan, totoong away. And now UFC and WWE, they're in the same company. Not only that, we see firsthand that UFC is really taking from the WWE playbook, diba? And now the UFC
is sports,
part of WWE canon. Yeah, lahat ng sports, but UFC in particular because of all these MMA bros. Like basketball bros don't give me as much crap as MMA bros. I don't know about your experience.
Shout out winning group.
Do it. But these MMA bros couldn't shut up about it back in the day, and now their boy Mike Chandler is calling out their other guy Conor McGregor on freaking Monday Night Raw. How crazy is that?
I think before Chino starts, the biggest MMA bro to eat his shit, diba, is none other than Dana White. Because Dana White has made a career out of, I know, of trashing the company and then trashing the business, diba. And then yung palang ending niya is he'll have to share the company with the pro wrestling geeks, diba? So that's the biggest fuck you to the MMA bros out there.
Kasi like nakakatawa dito, when we were talking about this merger months before it actually happened, we were all like pretty concerned, yes, but at the same time also very aware na hindi porket nag-merge na mag-MMA na si John Cena. Alam mo yon? Like it's like a far-fetched thing for people to consider because that was a legitimate concern among the fandom. But now that we're getting Mike Chandler, of all people, who is a top contender in his weight division, diba? In the UFC, it only makes me wonder kung eto na ba yung mangyayari moving forward. Are we gonna get like spots from the UFC slap, diba? Segments reserved just for them? Are we going to start seeing joint pay-per-views now? What is like the true end game of this stunt that they pulled? Because I don't know how you can successfully integrate. I guess ginagawa na sa Japan, but I don't know in stateside how you can successfully integrate something as larger than life like the WWE into something that's very grounded like the UFC.
I wasn't surprised that it finally happened, ba? But ang sa akin lang is I don't know really how effective it was gonna be, diba? Like that they did a promo spot for the UFC on Raw. Like yes, mas malaki yung overlap ng mga wrestling fans na MMA fans. Like I have seen a lot of those. Like wrestling fans first who are then MMA fans, and then the opposite na MMA fans who are proud wrestling fans. Mas marami yung wrestling fans pa rin. But alam mo yun, I don't know. Obviously, I'm not the target audience because I don't watch the UFC. But I just want to know, like, did this work? Did this work for the UFC fans? Did the UFC fans, who are also WWE fans, like the fact that there was a UFC spot? So, yun lang naman ang gusto malaman. And I don't know.
Pinag-usapan siya sa MMA Instagram at least. I saw a few reels pop up from ESPN MMA and the like. So, at least may buzz siya. If that was their goal, then congrats, I guess.
I guess, I mean, yeah.
They were able to maximize the fact that they were in Anaheim kasi it was easy to make this happen. Plus, the Netflix people were there so they got another spot on the show as well. So, it was just a very entertaining couple of segments featuring these normally non-WWE entities.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Ako naman, I'm not the target market, so I guess I can't comment on this, on whether this was a good move. Because for all I know, it worked, and I just, you know, it just wasn't for me. So, yeah. As long as it didn't derail the show, diba? So I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Ilang. Up yours, MMA bros.
Nakakatawa si Conor McGregor. Wasn't he also calling out the wrestlers back in the day? And he was calling wrestling fake and all that, diba?
Using the F word. Ironically, using plays from the wrestling playbook, diba?
Yeah. Oh, siya yung pinaka-blatant of all the big MMA stars. Jeez.
Magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakaka-utot sa kaligayahan na chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast!
Anyway, let's cross over to AEW and let's start with some meta talk first. Kasi ito nag-iusap-usapan on wrestling Twitter over the last couple of days. So O'Shea Jackson Jr., the son of O'Shea Jackson, aka Ice Cube, he got backlash from AEW fans kasi he got interviewed by Chris Van Vliet. So there's this reel that went viral. It's a clip from the podcast between him and Chris Van Vliet. Sabi ni O'Shea Jackson Jr. na he wants Tony Khan to properly introduce hot indie talent on TV and for AEW fans to stop acting high and mighty. So, kinontextualize niya, sinabi niya na naiinis siya whenever he's watching AEW and then this guy is just randomly trotted out on TV. I believe this is something I've also said before on the podcast. Na parang, Excalibur goes on to list all of his many accomplishments, Lolit Soli style, in like a minute or less. And there's barely any real context kung bakit big deal.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And AEW fans will just say on Twitter na, "Nee, GMG, Google mo na lang gago." So, you know, I'm kind of on O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s side here. Kasi tama naman, di ba? AEW's trying to be mainstream. And if you want these non-mainstream talent, these indie hotshots to really get over as mainstream talent, I think you have to give them that extra push. Total, nandun ka na rin lang naman. May platform ka na to do it on TBS or on TNT.
Yeah, the problem kasi here is that for some reason, Smarks love treating it as a badge of honor. Na, okay, kilala ko lahat ng mga independent wrestler na sumikat sa internet, diba?
Kilala ko si Commander, kilala ko si Pulador Jr.
Yeah, like once upon a time, I was kind of like that as well, diba? When, you know, the indie guys, the ROH guys would come to WWE back in the late 2000s and the early 2010s. I was like that as well. Pero I don't know if I was, maybe I was, yeah, sure. But, you know, in the business, when you're in here and you actually have to do the promoting as part of the show and not just as part of the management team, diba? As part of the marketing team, diba? You really do have to do a lot of promoting. And I think Chino knows this as well as someone who books shows and stand-up comedy, diba? You do have to show people the work of the people, of the talent that you're bringing in. Kasi, even though, yes, Google is free, you do have to curate the things and show the fans who may not be familiar what to see, what to look at, diba? Kasi, ikaw yung nagme-myth-make for the visitor or for the newcomer that you're bringing in. So you get to shape that narrative and you get to, or you have to shape that narrative, actually, not just get to, you have to do that because you will decide how they fit in to your universe, to your show, to your roster, diba? And it's not fair to have to rely on yung mga fans to just do all the legwork of Googling. Like, people like to call WWE fans, you know, morons, quote unquote, for needing to have the info spoon fed. The thing is, the spoon feeding is effective in making a guy or a girl prestigious when the first moment they set foot on WWE TV or NXT TV, right? Like they did this for Brian Pillman, right? Even though there are years worth of work that Brian Pillman has in AEW, they still, you know, they still assume that not everyone knows who Brian Pillman is, and, you know, did him the courtesy of introducing him to the crowd, right? And this is the NXT crowd. The NXT crowd knows who the people on the internet are, right? And they still did that. So it's master marketing from WWE, and they understand that. Sana na kasi ano, hindi na, either hindi na intindihan ng mga Smarks store, ayaw nilang intindihin kasi alam mo yun, the whole knowing them before they become mainstream thing is, you know, a point of pride, but it's not the most sensible thing business wise and I'm actually kind of disappointed that thought leaders in wrestling, like I don't want to name names, but some big names have, you know, taken to clowning Ice Cube Jr. as well for his stake. Because even though that guy is a WWE homer, and I think most of the backlash is because of the fact that he is, you know, pro WWE for most of his fandom. May point naman yung sinabi niya. Like, you know, we all want to know. Like, we really do not have the whole time to look people up on the internet. As much as I want you to, we just do not.
Yeah, I agree with all your points. Because AEW is trying to appeal to the larger audience out there. Diba? They want to be seen as competition to the WWE. And I don't know how they can do that if they don't know how to market their wrestlers properly. If they're just going to allow people within their limited circles to run things and to say, oh, ito, magaling to. Bakit siya magaling? Basta, magaling siya. Instead of actually showing us proper vignettes or packaging the person properly. WWE didn't just do this for Alexis King. They also did this for Cody when he came back. They did it for Punk. Diba? When Punk addressed all that time, he was out of the WWE. Diba? They didn't need to do that. These were big name guys. Pero they still understood the importance of laying the groundwork for their audience. Diba? People will say that it's spoon feeding, but I say it's just important to provide context for the character that you want to build, for the wrestler that you want to push. And so, dun, panalo na yung WWE dun.
Yeah, to, let me tell you something from your experience, Lamini Ro, working with PWR. When we did Homecoming, we brought in TJP, Billy Suede, and Jeff Cobb, diba? And for people like us who were already in the scene, we knew who these three people were. But we were trying to make Homecoming the largest local show ever produced, which meant that we couldn't just rely on our regular 300 to 400 guests every week or every month to come watch this really huge show that we spent over ₱1,000,000 on. So what did we do? We promoted and we went to radio stations. We tried to get TV guestings for all of these guys. We tried to get as many bookings as we could to really maximize the media exposure for TJP, for Billy Suede, and for Jeff Cobb to reintroduce these people or to let people know na these are wrestlers na merong Filipino blood. They've made it abroad and now they're performing here in the Philippines. That's actually hardworking marketing. And to tell your fans or to tell viewers na ay Google mo na lang to, to me, as someone who's done marketing for wrestling, it tells me na medyo lazy ka. You're not as hardworking because you're not willing to put in the effort to get the mainstream audiences invested in these names na, yes, medyo matunog, but who? Like 1% of your market? 2% of your market?
I'll be fair and say that Tony Khan has been stepping it up a little bit here. The fact that Excalibur gets to run down the, you know, credentials and all that is actually a good step. And nagagawa naman nila ng paraan ngayon. But the fact, what I'm more pissed about is not Tony Khan, but the entire fan base who thinks that this is okay and, you know, it's okay to gatekeep, you know, fans who are not as hip, right? And forcing them to Google when you don't even know where to Google. Because for all we know, you can't find the best match of, let's say, El Hijo del Vikingo on YouTube. Like, I know you have to, you know, get into a few torrent sites to really find that stuff and make it accessible, diba? So, yung palang mahirap na, diba? So, yep. If you can't give me what I want to see from these guys, then how am I supposed to take your word for it na he's good? Like, personally, me, speaking as me, it's not easy, it's not hard to get me to, you know, look something up. But we cannot assume that all the fans are like me or, you know, like your neckbeard smart on the internet. Right? That's just not a good way to do business.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to close things out with this development on Dynamite. So yung TNT Championship match for Revolution is going to feature Christian Cage and Daniel Garcia. So last week, no contest yung match nila ni Adam Copeland for the number one contendership. And then Adam Copeland got taken out by the Patriarchy. He was on the receiving end of a concerto from Christian Cage. So sabi nila he's not medically cleared to compete at Revolution. So now Daniel Garcia is automatically slotted in as the number one contender. What do you think about this one? Kasi for me, it kind of makes the rankings seem a little bit off. Kasi dapat mataas si Adam Copeland, di ba? And just because na no contest, ayun, umangat pa si Daniel Garcia. How did he become the automatic number one contender here?
It's just funny that wala pang 6 months and they're already negging the standings that they built up. They made such a big deal about sticking to the standings and saying that they matter again. And then now they're doing this. But I don't really know if Adam Copeland, what shape he's in, kung injured ba siya or what. So I like Daniel Garcia. I like that he's getting this push. But at the same time, I was really liking the rematch that was supposed to happen, which was Copeland versus Christian Cage. We still get that. I don't think Daniel Garcia is walking away with the title. But it's just weird how after only a few weeks, a few months, wala na ulit yung standings nila.
Yeah, it depends. The opinion really depends on whether or not Adam Copeland's injury is real. But at the same time, you know, how hard was it to book Daniel Garcia in another match and have him win? I don't know. On one hand, on paper, it makes sense because siya yung ano, pero at the same time, Daniel Garcia didn't win anything, so that doesn't make him automatically qualified to go to the championship match. So yeah, it's one of those things. Now, okay, Tony Khan still really can't book his way out of a paper bag, so may ganung factor. As you guys said, it's really easy to book a way around it and, you know, legitimize Daniel Garcia, but he couldn't do that. So sayana. I like it. Yeah, Gina's right. Daniel Garcia has been proving himself lately with his run. Pero siempre, it doesn't help your, you know, reputation as a bad writer or bad booker that you instantly flout the storytelling device that you set, that you brought back. So you know.
Ito, the promo earlier from Daniel Garcia was actually pretty good. Like, now I'm convinced he can be a viable babyface. Kasi nung una, parang, okay, the only thing he really had going for him was his great wrestling ability and the gyrations, diba? Yung dancing niya. But now, he's proven na he can actually be a compelling babyface. What did you think about Christian invoking the real names of Daniel Garcia's parents and, you know, telling people na, hey, your dad is dead and he was such a such a horrible father kaya ka nagkaganyan? Like, given yung storyline ng character ni Christian Cage, is it still consistency or is it overkill na tong ginagawa nila?
I think they're just doubling down on Christian's strengths at this point. I mean, they did name the faction the Patriarchy, built around the fact that he likes to talk about dead parents. Right? That's a whole gimmick. I don't think it was overkill. I'm pretty sure kung overkill man yun, Christian Cage would have said something, being that he is one of the more veteran people on that roster. I think this Christian is the Christian that I enjoy watching. Kasi pwede lang siya maging kupal and then just call it a day. You know what I mean? It's like he does the bare minimum to be an asshole, which is talk about people's dead parents. And he gets the heat for it. And I don't know. I enjoy ko pa siya at this point.
Ako naman, tawag doon. I don't think it's overkill because the guy actually hasn't said that thing, the line, in months. Diba? I don't recall the last time he called someone's father dead. You know? And that is a good sign for it. They say he's been busy building up the patriarchy, you know, converting Mother Wayne. And I think it would have been really overkill if he went and did that to Sting today. So that is what would have, you know, driven the nail in that coffin. Right? So again, it's one of those things that, okay, I hope that he brought it up with Daniel Garcia before the segment and say, hey, I'm going to call your dad dead and horrible. So it's one of those things. If Christian was like saying that to, you know, random wrestlers in the roster every week or every Dynamite or every Collision once a week, na, oh, patay tatay mo. That would have been overkill. But he brought it out again after a while. And I think that's kind of what keeps it special. Right? And as Adam Copeland said about Christian in a recent interview, he really does enjoy being the dick. So let's give that to him. Chino's right. He does. It is his strength. And as much as he is a good babyface, he is a better heel.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you have it. That is our Wrestling Podcast post show. If you love the stuff we talk about, or if you want to join in on the conversation, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. We're going to catch you on Tuesday for our weekend reactions and Wednesday for our picks of the week on behalf of Emil Nate and Rowan ASH, who are not here, as well as Chino Liao and Ro Moran. My name is Stan C. Saying that's it for episode number 700 of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.